BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Now, as I have been talking, Ching He Huan has been chopping, really, not actually cooking yet, but the wok is on, yes. And it's smoking, and yes. You've got a very impressive knife there. That really is special. Just tell me a little bit about what you're making.
Hi there.
So I think I'd take my fingers off with that knife. Sorry, it looks absolutely terrifying.
It's a Chinese cleaver.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty great tool, along with the wok. And I've just prepared some garlic, ginger, chili. So just finely chopped. Lovely. And we're ready to wok, Andrea.
Okay. And this is a chicken stir fry.
Yes. I'm going to make you my five spice saucy chicken stir fry. And it's so easy. So I was inspired to make, you know, Sunday roast. You've got the yummy gravy and a delicious sauce just laced over potatoes and vegetables. And it's very wintry and very warming. So I thought to make a delicious saucy stir fry, because stir fry aren't just dry or like a, you know, like a chow mein dish. So this has got a little bit of sauce, and it's got lots of wintry vegetables like your Savoy cabbage, Chardonnay carrots, some baby leeks. And we're using five spice to sort of bring out the flavours of the dish. And it's going to be a five spice, I can't speak, saucy gravy.
Well, no, you... So, this is from your new cookbook, Wok On. I see what you did there. I think that sounds particularly good with my accent. Wok On.
Wok On.
I have to admit, and I know this is sacrilegious to even say this, but I don't actually own a wok anymore, which is terrible.
Oh, no.
I mean, I do make stir fries, but I kind of make them in a high-sided frying pan. Do you need a wok?
No. You need a small base
right.
and deep sides. That is a proper wok. If you have a saucepan and then shallow sides, that's a sauté pan trying to masquerade as a wok. And you're going to end up chasing your food around like this.
You okay, know, I see the difference. So you need
everything falls uniformly into the center
right.
of the wok, and the heat distribution is even. It's made of carbon steel, and you're going to get a delicious sear and smoke when you heat up the wok.
Mm. Now, I used to live in Hong Kong, and there was a lot of street food,
mm-hmm.
and woks were, you know, were spitting and frying on all the time on the side of the road. They were cooked at really, really high temperatures, though, and I'm not sure. I mean, that baby belling that we've got there certainly isn't creating an awful lot of heat. But even our normal gas cookers at home, do they create the kind of gas, the kind of heat that you need?
Absolutely.
Right.
So the trick is to heat the wok up so it's smoking hot.
Mm.
And we've got this electric hob here. At home I have induction, which is sacrilegious to the traditional way of cooking on a wok, which mm-hmm. is supposed to be gas.
Gas, yeah.
And in the restaurants, they will cook 600 degree flames, really high, and the sear is very powerful, and you cook even quicker. But at home, you can achieve that same guo wei, the smoke, the flavour of the wok.
The breath of the wok,
the wok, exactly. And I'll show you the tricks to doing that. So it's really about getting the wok super hot. Mm. Then...
I think you've got your work cut out for you with that baby belling today.
You know what?
First
experience for everything.
And, we've got a fire officer
experience.
In the corner of the studio. I'm not sure that we need him. I can't see any smoke at all
I
coming off the wok
hungry.
At the moment. Well, it smells good already.
Okay. So heat the wok nice and hot. Mm-hmm. Then gather your garlic, ginger, chili, which you mince up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But before we do this, the main thing is have your mise en place all ready, because once you start woking, you have no time to stop
and prep chopped. Is key.
Absolutely. And the prep is very simple. Delicious Chardonnay carrots just topped, some Savoy cabbage leaves we've shredded, some baby leeks just finely chopped, and then some chicken breast strips, which we're going to just season with a little bit of five spice, and in there is a pinch of salt and pepper. And then all we do is give this a good little mix. Now, to keep the chicken nice and bouncy and juicy, because as it sears, it's going to lose moisture, we're going to add a tablespoon of corn flour, just a little dusting. And the corn flour just acts as this kind of protective layer. So it seals all the juices of the chicken. So we don't want to lose that, you see. And then all you need, wok smoking hot, a nice tablespoon, only a tablespoon of oil is needed, right? And then we're going to just... give the oil a swirl, and you can see that smoke, Andrea, yes?
I can. Thankfully, okay. I can now see some smoke.
Garlic, ginger, chili.
Ah, brilliant.
And you hear
it's
that
sizzling.
Sizzle. And so we're going to just put the extraction on. Now, garlic, ginger, chilli, the holy trinity of Chinese cooking.
So this is the basis of every good stir fry, right?
Absolutely, and good taste as well. And just a little sizzle, 3 seconds, in with chunky vegetables. Mm-hmm. Because the Chantenay carrots are quite chunky, those go in first,
right,
together with the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And usually proteins first, so whether it's beef strips or chicken strips or, you know, mushroom, shiitake mushroom.
Just thinking of, you know, if you've got teenagers in the house who are not eating meat, or anyone who's a vegan, you could actually change the chicken for,
absolutely,
say, mushroom, right?
Tofu. Nice chunky shiitake mushrooms. Trumpet mushrooms are gorgeous. Sliced tofu, smoked tofu. There's so many options. You know, my husband is vegan, so I cook a lot of vegan dishes at home. And the beauty about Chinese cooking is that the ingredients are interchangeable. So the basics are there, you know, for the method of garlic, ginger, chili, then proteins, and then the rest of your vegetables. But the main important thing here is when you're cooking meat is you want to sear, and you want to hear that sizzle. Can you hear that sizzle?
I certainly can.
Throughout?
Yeah, I hope you can hear it at home. It's not only is it sizzling, it's smelling fantastic.
Brilliant. I'm glad. And the trick is really to keep the heat high, because and that's the trick about heating and whacking the heat up high at the beginning. People are afraid. Mm. But the problem is when you add each of the ingredients in, the temperature falls,
okay,
and you lose that sizzle and sear. So at this point, we're just going to give this a good stir. I'm going to cook it for a good minute. And then we're going to season now just with a little bit of soy sauce on the chicken, just to kind of give it some flavour and colour, because colour and browning is flavour. So we're just going to give that a quick stir.
Just while you're doing that, I'm interested, Ching, you actually left Taiwan when you were very little and you grew up in South Africa. And I often think that emigres really value their food, the food from home, perhaps more than people who live there and get to eat it all the time.
Well, I think so. That's my excuse for being a Chinese food addict, because I left Taiwan when I was very young, and you know, my mother would always cook me dishes, you know, that we'd have on our farm in southern Taiwan, which my grandmother cooked, and she was an amazing cook. And I think it just makes you reminisce, and you're nostalgic for flavors of home, and you try and recreate that. But, you know, when I was growing up in Britain, I just wanted to be blonde-haired and blue-eyed when I was growing up. I just wanted to be like everyone else. I didn't like my Chinese identity, but I've grown to love it. And now I cook Chinese and I teach Chinese food. And, you know, it's an absolute pleasure.
Wonderful. Well, look, that smells incredible. So, I'm going to leave you to it just for a minute,
okay,
because we're going to go to our drama and then we're going to taste it afterwards. I have to tell you, I am sitting here with the most amazing plate of Chinese stir fry in front of me. It's absolutely delicious. In fact, I've just swallowed a huge mouthful of it. Ching, fantastic and really easy to do. And the cabbage in this almost tastes soft like noodles.
Yeah, it's so soft. We had some time and love in the wok. So after the chicken went in, the leeks, the Savoy cabbage went in, and a quick sauce made of stock, vegetable stock, light and dark soy sauce, and a little bit of corn flour at the end just to thicken and bring it all together.
Absolutely delicious. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.